This is Ted Kennedy. Wealthy tax dodgers should cough up the billions of tax dollars they owe. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the notorious Leona Helmsley, on trial for tax evasion in New York, is reported to have made the cynical comment that the rich don't pay taxes, only the little people do. A report prepared for Senator Kent Conrad and Congressman Byron Dorgan of North Dakota proves the point. $100 billion in taxes go uncollected every year. Ronald Reagan didn't just cut taxes for the rich, he deregulated taxes too, by cutting enforcement to the bone. Thousands of wealthy tax evaders play IRS roulette, confident they'll never be caught. The vast majority of tax dodgers are high-income individuals and corporations. That isn't fair, Al. Honest working men and women pay too much because the wealthy pay too little. You in the White House always chant, no new taxes, Al. Can't the great Gatsby Simpson at least agree that we need to get serious about collecting taxes that are owed?
The great Gatsby? Never been called that. But I did hear that in Hyannisport, the IRS is known as a terrorist organization. Ted, while you delight in quoting the ranting and raving of a tax dodger, Leona Helmsley, I would prefer to quote a few facts. First, the president's budget proposal includes an additional $15 million for investigation, collection, and enforcement activities of the IRS. Second, our nation's poorest people pay 8% less in taxes than they did 10 years ago. And at the same time, corporate income taxes have been raised almost 70%. In fact, changes made in the tax code during Reagan's watch zeroed out federal income taxes for over 4 million low-income families and individuals, a fact. You are very right, Ted. We do need to be darn serious about collecting taxes. But let's keep the old facts straight in the process. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the President's Clean Air Bill. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.